Welcome to Upsize Your Leadership, the podcast about enhancing your effectiveness wherever you lead, whatever your role. To record today's program, I'm taking a break from a project that's commanding an immense amount of my time lately. Later this year, I'm starting a mastermind group comprised of C-suite executives who want to build a pace-setting organization. I'm also putting the finishing touches on an online course which will treat the same subject. Many of the things that I will be addressing with C-suite executives are equally appropriate for men and women at any level of leadership. I'm therefore using this episode to lay out principles that I develop at greater length in my online course. Hello, everyone. My name is Mike Armour, President of Strategic Leadership Development International, which I founded in Dallas 25 years ago. My firm provides comprehensive executive development programs for business owners and management teams across dozens of industries. After pursuing this line of professional life for a quarter of a century, I've had many an opportunity to witness firsthand the difference between organizations which consistently maintain high performance and those which struggle to make the grade. I've come to conclude that it all boils down to four things: people, alignment, culture, and engagement. Now, if I take the first letter of each of those terms, it forms the acronym PACE. That's why today's program bears the title Pace Setting Leadership, and the course I'm building is called How to Be a Pace Setting Leader, with the letters P, A, C, and E all capitalized. In the next 20 minutes, I'm touching on each of these: people, alignment, culture, and engagement, and offering specific practical suggestions on how to optimize them with an eye to creating sustained peak performance. Whether you're a leader looking to elevate your organization, a team player striving for excellence, or just someone interested in unlocking sustainable success, this episode is for you. So stand by. I'll be back in just a moment.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
You've probably heard the phrase, get the right people on the bus. Well, it's true. Long-term peak performance starts with having the right people in the right roles. But how do you know if you have the right people? First, high performers don't just have the necessary skills. They have the right mindset. They're adaptable and growth-oriented, and they thrive in challenges. When hiring or assembling a team, focus on values and character just as much as technical expertise. In a business context, it's far less difficult to develop a person's technical proficiency than to develop a person's character. Second, diversity of thought and background is crucial. If everyone thinks the same way, innovation stagnates, and in today's world, that's deadly. The three kingmakers in our hyper-competitive environment are agility, speed, and innovation. A team that brings different perspectives to the table will challenge each other and drive continuous improvement in all three of these critical arenas. Lastly, retention is just as important as recruitment. Developing talent, investing in people's growth, and fostering a sense of belonging keeps the right people engaged, committed, and on board. constant onboarding of new people is one of the heaviest drains on peak performance. All right, you've got the right people. Now, let's talk about alignment. Alignment ensures that everyone is rowing in the same direction toward a shared vision and goals. One of the biggest mistakes that I see leaders make is assuming that alignment happens naturally. It doesn't. It takes intentional effort. Here's how. First, with clear vision and goals. People need to understand why they are doing what they are doing. If the company's mission isn't clear, engagement drops. A strong vision serves as a North Star, guiding decisions, strategies, and daily actions. Goals should be ambitious, yet achievable, with measurable milestones that allow teams to track progress. The best goals are specific, time-bound, and aligned with the overall mission, ensuring that every effort contributes to long-term success. Leaders must continuously reinforce this vision and spell out how individual contributions advance the interests of that vision. Second, with role clarity. Everyone should know exactly how their work contributes to the bigger picture. Ambiguity leads to inefficiency and frustration. When roles are well defined, employees can focus on their core responsibilities without confusion. Clear role descriptions prevent duplication of effort, reduce conflicts, and ensure accountability. Leaders should set expectations early and revisit them regularly, allowing for adjustments as the organization evolves. Furthermore, employees should be encouraged to seek clarity whenever needed, fostering an open and transparent work environment. Third, with consistent communication. Leaders must reinforce the vision, values, and priorities consistently. One-off meetings won't cut it. Alignment is an ongoing process. Communication should be multidirectional, allowing feedback to flow up, down, and across the organization. Regular check-ins, team huddles, and transparent updates ensure that everyone stays informed and engaged. Moreover, leaders should communicate with clarity, avoiding jargon and ambiguity. The best teams foster a culture where employees feel comfortable voicing concerns, sharing ideas, and asking questions without hesitation. When communication is open, consistent, and intentional, teams become more agile, cohesive, and driven towards shared success. When alignment is strong, decisions are made faster, execution improves, and teams stay focused on what matters most. Next, let's turn to culture. Culture is the invisible force that shapes behavior, decision-making, and overall team dynamics. If you don't shape your culture intentionally, it will shape itself, and that's risky. A high-performance culture has certain key characteristics. First, trust and psychological safety. People need to feel safe to take risks, speak up, and contribute ideas without fear of failure, retribution, or retaliation. When employees trust their leaders and teammates, they collaborate more openly, share innovative ideas, and admit mistakes without fear of blame. Leaders play a critical role in establishing this trust by being transparent, listening actively, and responding with empathy. Organizations that foster psychological safety create environments where constructive feedback is encouraged, where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities, and where individuals feel empowered to take initiative. A culture built on trust reduces workplace anxiety, boosts creativity, and strengthens team cohesion, allowing individuals and teams to reach their highest potential. I go into all of these points fully in my best-selling book, Leadership and the Power of Trust. You can learn more about it or purchase it at trustispower.com. Second is accountability. High performers want to be held to high standards. A culture of accountability ensures that excellence is expected and rewarded. True accountability isn't about blame, it's about ownership. In a high-performance culture, team members understand that they are personally responsible for their commitments and outcomes. Leaders must set clear expectations, follow through on consequences, both positive and negative, and model accountability themselves. Regular performance check-ins, constructive feedback, and recognition of achievements reinforce accountability at all levels. When teams know that their contributions matter and that their efforts are measured fairly, motivation and performance naturally improve. A culture of accountability fosters trust, efficiency, and a commitment to continuous improvement. Third, continuous learning. Organizations that prioritize learning, feedback, and adaptation stay ahead. Growth should be a core part of your culture. A culture of continuous learning encourages curiosity, experimentation, and resilience. Employees should be supported with access to training programs, mentorship, and opportunities to develop new skills. Leaders should model this mindset by seeking out their own learning opportunities and sharing insights with the team. Additionally, learning isn't just about formal education. It's about fostering an environment where people feel comfortable asking questions, challenging assumptions, and sharing their ideas. When continuous learning is embedded in the culture, teams stay innovative, adaptable, and prepared for future challenges. Culture isn't just about words on a wall. It's about daily actions, leadership example, and team behaviors. Build culture with intention. Finally, let's talk about engagement, the fuel that keeps teams motivated and performing at their best. Engagement isn't just about perks like free coffee or casual Fridays. It's about deep emotional investment. People need to feel valued, challenged, and connected to their work. Here's how to foster it. First, recognition and appreciation. People who feel recognized work harder and stay longer. A simple thank you goes a long way, but true recognition goes beyond that. It's about acknowledging effort consistently and meaningfully. Public recognition in meetings, handwritten notes, or tailored rewards based on individual contributions reinforce people's sense that their efforts matter. Leaders should ensure that recognition is specific, timely, and tied to the company's values, creating a culture where employees feel genuinely appreciated and motivated to excel. Second, empowerment. Give people ownership over their work. When individuals have autonomy, they bring their best selves to the job. True empowerment means equipping employees with the authority, resources, and trust needed to make decisions. When people feel empowered, they take initiative, solve problems proactively, and contribute more meaningfully. Leaders should encourage autonomy by setting clear expectations while allowing flexibility in how tasks are completed. Supporting employees and taking calculated risks and learning from failures fosters confidence, innovation, and a strong sense of personal investment in the organization's success. Third, purpose-driven work. People stay engaged when they see their work making an impact. Employees who understand how their contributions connect to the bigger mission feel a stronger sense of purpose. Leaders should regularly communicate the significance of each role, share success stories, and celebrate personal milestones achieved by individual players. When people see their work creating positive change, whether for customers, their community, or the world, they stay motivated, inspired, and committed to excellence. Teams with high engagement not only perform better, they innovate, collaborate, and stay resilient in tough times. So, there you have it, a roadmap for stepping up the performance of any organization. And these principles work at every level of management. Practice them effectively, and you are well on your way to being a pace-setting leader. A PDF copy of today's podcast is available at upsizeyourleadership.com/episodes. Find the title for this program and click on the link to download scripts. And let me offer a word of thanks to all of you who have subscribed to my podcast. If you're not one of them, click on the subscribe button on your podcast player. I would love to have you join us for every upcoming episode. And one final note. During this episode, I mentioned my book, Leadership and the Power of Trust. It's available in softback, hardback, and ebook editions. Let me mention the website to find it one more time. Go to trustispower.com. If you look for the book on Amazon, be sure that you look for the second edition. Copies of the first edition commonly come up in Amazon searches, but the second edition is enlarged and critical data is updated. The link at trustispower.com will take you to the proper Amazon webpage for the second edition. And I thank all of you who made this book a bestseller within weeks of its first publication. I hope that it gave you fresh perspectives on building a healthy, trust-centered culture. With that, let me sign off for today. I look forward to visiting with you again next week. Until then, find some way every day to upsize your leadership.